This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Financial markets, as you know, move in mysterious ways. They often lack rhyme or reason. If you look hard enough, though, they might just have a melody. A British academic and a banker over there think so. And to prove their point, they've just produced an opera called Open Outcry. From London Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
This is an opera without a plot. There are no heroes or villains. It revolves around one simple idea, that somewhere in all this, there is harmony. Oi! Commodity traders in full cry. To most, this will sound like a horrible cacophony, but not to Greg Davies, a senior banker with Barclays. To his ear, it's almost music.
Music is about expressing emotion. Music is about expressing our feelings and our responses to the world.
And what could be more emotional than face-to-face trading? Greg helped produce Open Outcry, the opera. The work was devised by a computer music specialist from Plymouth University, Alexis Kirk.
So I thought, well, what if you took the Open Outcry trading floor and instead of shouting, they were singing, so they were projecting what they wanted through the singing voice.
Twelve singers, all dressed in brightly coloured jackets, gesticulate and sing their trades. They're dealing in three desirable commodities: wealth, protection and comfort.
Buy to protection, age five, buy to...
But Alexis Kirk says this is not as airy-fairy as it sounds. The singers are interacting with a computer model programmed to soar and plunge. At the end of the evening, the singers' trades are totted up, and they get paid accordingly.
So this is a real story. This is a story of real passions, real frustration, real gains and real losses with money.
Which might explain why at one point the singers stop singing and resort to shouting instead. With several hundred dollars at stake, singers Joe Reynolds and Paul Kayang admit it was a nerve-wracking experience.
Yeah, it was quite exciting and quite confusing and pretty scary.
I spent much of the gig in a state of panic and terror. So
just like a real market, then?
I fear that might be the way it goes, actually.
Open Outcry is not Mozart, it's not even Gilbert and Sullivan. It's offbeat, experimental, a little baffling. So why precisely did Barclays Bank get involved?
Well, for Barclays, it's about associating finance with something creative, with something artistic, with something novel.
Something less creative than the rigging of the LIBOR interest rate and less dramatic than the subprime crisis. But this odd little opera is at least a brave attempt to bring harmony out of financial discord. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Buy to protection, age five.